As hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement officers search for the shooter on the ground, the Defense Department is joining the hunt for the elusive killer in the air. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has approved the use of sophisticated military surveillance aircraft to patrol the skies around the nation's capital.
Joining us to talk about this is Martin Streetley, defense analyst and editor of Jane's Electronic Mission Aircraft. Mr. Streetley, perhaps you should start by talking about this reconnaissance plane and what its capabilities are.
The RC-7 is part of a U.S. Army program called Airborne Reconnaissance Low. And it grew out of, as much as anything, the war on drugs in the 90s. If you were to see one of these, you would think that you were looking at a small commuter airliner. It has U.S. civil registration on its fin. It's a very discreet aeroplane. It was used and has been used extensively in Central and South America. It's been used in South Korea. It's been used in the Balkans, and it's also been used before in support of the civil power in the continental United States during Hurricane Marilyn.
Really? To do what?
Basically to track the level of damage, to report on where roads had been destroyed, bridges had been brought down, where there were groups of people who needed rescuing, and as a general tool to direct and to assist in the rescue operations pursuant to the passage of the hurricane.
Apart from frustrations at eluding a dragnet that has been as massive as we have twice seen here, what can it do that police on the ground cannot do?
Well, the first thing I would say to you is that it's an extremely powerful sensor. This aeroplane is equipped with a radar. It's equipped with what are known as electro-optic sensors. Electro-optic sensors can be either infrared, which detect infrared heat energy, or they can be electronic cameras.
So it can detect a shot fired, essentially.
Yes, and the sensors on board this aircraft will be able to detect in a line of parked cars which cars or vehicles had just parked by the heat signature coming off them. They will be able to detect on a sunny day where a vehicle had been. They are able to differentiate between the heat signature coming out of a concrete road that's been in shadow and where it's been in sun. It is my personal belief, I have nothing other than my gut instincts to work on here, that in fact this aeroplane has been brought in because the police are looking for something specific, and it will be very good at looking for specific things because that's what it was designed to do.
If you were the police chiefs in these counties which have been affected, how would you rate the assistance of this type of aircraft?
Extremely highly, because it's going to give you a sensor capability which is beyond the wildest dreams of any police department's aviation department. It's going to give you very highly trained professionals on board the aircraft who've probably had a great deal of experience of finding objects, people, vehicles that don't want to be found. And it has very advanced technology on board the aeroplane.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Streetley.
It's a pleasure.
Martin Streetley is a defense analyst and editor of Jane's Electronic Mission Aircraft. He joined us from Cheltenham, England.